Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everybody. Good afternoon, and welcome to Talk, Teach, and Testify Radio. I am your brother, Brother Rinaldo Wade, and this afternoon, we're going to be talking about homosexuality and the word of Yah, homosexuality in the church. Should it be authorized? Should it be legal to be practiced? Should a person who is practicing homosexuality, should they be able to be in leadership positions? Should they be able to minister unto you? Should they be able to do the things of the Lord, such as the laying on of hands and things of that nature? Before we get started, I have to announce to everyone that we're not bashing anyone, okay? We're not going to bash no one who is practicing homosexuality activities. We're not going to bash them. But what we're doing, we're teaching the truth. This is only a warning. Spiritual guidance is going to be taught. And I hope that you are spiritually mature to receive this teaching. If you are not, then probably this is not the show for you. We're coming straight from the word of the Heavenly Father on this beautiful Shabbat afternoon, teaching the truth about homosexuality in the word of Yah. We're going to continue the teaching on Monday morning at 10 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're going to have part two of this teaching. And then on Tuesday and Wednesday, we're going to have what we call the pornography trap, how men and women of Yah are being trapped into pornography, and how there are people who are trying to trap you by using pornography and Texas to trap you and then set you up later. We've seen that epidemic. It's becoming to be more than ever before. So all of these things are being taught here on Talk, Teach, and Testify Ministries. And one other thing, a couple of more announcements. Please pray for your strength in your brother, and I need effectual prayers. The enemy did not want me to bring this topic on the air today. I was being attacked today, you know, in the spirit realm. But, you know, hey, when I am weak, I am strong in him. Okay? So I know that this particular teaching is going to be very effective. I know that this teaching is going to save souls and save lives. We're also going to have an open forum. So I would like for each and every one of you, if you'd like to speak out concerning this, you can press 1 on your telephone keypad. If you're listening in internet land, you'd like to call in and you'd like to voice your opinion or voice something that's scripture, you can also call area code 347-884-8468. And then you can press 1 on your telephone keypad. And that way you can go ahead and speak out as well. Okay. Let's go ahead and let's begin. Also, almost forgot, next Friday, on Friday the 13th and on Saturday the 14th, we are going to be bringing unto you the grand opening of the In the Word International Ministries with the overseer, Kevin Brown. He'll be bringing forth a deliverance service on Friday night, on Friday the 13th at 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Your brother, on the following day, on Saturday, we'll be bringing forth a Hebraic teaching in a classroom setting. So that way, if you have any questions, any concerns, you may go ahead and ask them. Also, if you're coming in from out of town, and I'll give you the address in just a moment, you can receive a discounted rate. Please contact us, and we will make sure that your room is discounted for you. The address is at the Red Roof Inn. The address is 20 Mill Creek Circle. That is in Pooler, Georgia. That's right there outside of Savannah, Georgia. The zip code is 31322. Once again, it is at the Red Roof Inn, 20 Mill Creek Circle, Pooler, Georgia, 31322. For more information, you can contact us at area code 470-798-7319. If I do not answer the phone, please leave a detailed message so that I will go ahead and answer it at my earliest convenience. Okay, there's a couple of calls I already know that I have to return. So please be patient with us. Okay. Also, if you're trying to sow a seed into this ministry, you will be able to do so starting Monday through PayPal. I have that set up. Only thing you have to do is pull up paypal.com. And then for the email address, just type in talkteachtestify@gmail.com. And that way you can send your seed that way. So, you know, it's going to ask you which email address would you like to send that to. And you just type in talkteachtestify@gmail.com, all lowercase, no spaces, and they will be able to sow your seed. Or if you don't have internet access, you can send it to Talk, Teach, and Testify Radio in care of Ronaldo Wade, P.O. Box 2461. That is in Savannah, Georgia, 31402. Once again, the address again is Talk, Teach, and Testify Radio in care of Ronaldo Wade, P.O. Box 2461. That is in Savannah, Georgia, 31402. With all of the proceeds going into the ministry to bring you Talk, Teach, and Testify Radio here through Blog Talk Radio. And in just a little while, we are also going to Ustream it. So that way you'll be able to see your brother bring forth the word of Yah. So that's going to be exciting. All righty. So all of those are upcoming events. All righty. Let's go ahead and let's begin with the teaching. Thank the Lord so much for this teaching. And I did a lot of research. And I'm telling you, I just thank the Lord so much for each and every one of you that is able to listen in to this teaching. And I'm telling you, it's very critical that each and every one of us, that we know what we are coming under attack with. And you're seeing a lot more people justifying homosexuality in the church, saying that, hey, you know, we're people too. Now, the truth of the matter is, okay, that you do have people, okay, who are definitely, you know, they are people, okay, but it's not the person that, you know, we are rebuking. And people have to understand that it is the particular sin. It's the it's that particular spirit. Okay, so we have to be very understandable. We have to understand what it is. You know, we're not attacking people, okay? We are supposed to hate the sin. We're supposed to hate the things that Yah hates, okay? He's married to the sinner, but he hates the sin, okay? There was an article that I read, and it's through the HuffPost Religion. It came out a couple of days ago, this article. And there's a Baptist church out in La Miranda, California. And what they're doing, they have voted, and they came to a vote that they're going to welcome the gay community, despite going against the Southern Baptist Convention's views on homosexuality. So they are also going to embrace same-sex marriages as well. The name of the church is the New Heart Community Church. Now the pastor, Danny Cortez, he had to come and speak in front of the congregation, and he let them know that his son had came out and he would no longer do church teachings on homosexuality. So a month later, after he stated that, on May the 18th, they came up and they had a particular vote. And this is the statement that came out. The New Heart congregation elected to establish an in-depth theological study of same-sex marriage so that congregants for themselves might deeply discern both their own theological views concerning same-sex marriage and their willingness, whatever their views, to invite same-sex couples into fellowship, communion, and leadership in the church. So they took a vote to keep the pastor in his post as pastor. They kept Pastor Cortez, and they have changed their official stance on homosexuality, weakening it and letting people come on in. So it's okay. So I want to ask you this morning, is it okay for congregations to allow homosexuality to be practiced in the church? And should homosexuals be able to come on in? And should we marry same-sex marriages? We all know the scripture, right? In Leviticus chapter 18. In this particular chapter, the Lord, he established the Torah concerning sexual relations. And he said this right here. in verse number 22. Thou shalt not lie with mankind as with womankind. It is abomination. What did he mean by that? Thou shalt not lie with womankind as with womankind. If you're a man, you're not supposed to be as a woman, laying down as a woman, which means that you are being, that you are available for another man. That's an abomination. Okay, the question is it an abomination? Somebody was writing on Facebook and was saying, you know what? It says that all sins are abomination. Now, you show me that in the Word. And I'll go ahead and I'll announce that. But not all sins are abominations. You have to know first what an abomination is. The Hebrew word for abomination is the shukot. It is, once again, shukot. Okay. It comes from the root word shakat. And it means evil, wicked, hateful. And this is, and we can use this today. This is like one of the biggest taboos that is in the congregation today. We're seeing a lot of people with pastors and first gentlemen, bishop, female, women bishops, which is already out of the word of Yah. That's illegal. And then they have their first lady. And it tells us once more in Romans chapter number 1. It shows us in the scripture when a person is turned over to a reprobated mind. What happens? Verse 26, for this cause Yah gave them up unto vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise, also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust toward one another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was met, even as they did not like to retain Yah in their knowledge. Yah gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. Okay, so number one, can we agree, based off what it says in the word of Yah, that homosexuality is not natural? The writer of Romans tells us right there, they have turned away from the natural use of their organs, and they're going against nature. It tells us that the men have left the natural use of the desire for the woman. Now they want the man now. We've seen a lot of that in the congregation. Okay? These type of people, type of individuals who are saying, well, you know what? I'm still saved, I'm still sanctified, and I can stay gay. That is absolutely wrong. You cannot do that. All right? Another case in point. Let's talk for one moment before I go ahead and continue. I want to talk some more about this California thing that took place. Cortez, he wrote a letter. He said that the church had voted not only to let him stay, but to become a third-way church, which he says indicates agreeing to disagree and not casting judgment on others' lifestyles. You got to be kidding me. His son was saying, I wish that people could just hug and tell one another, you are perfect the way that you are. You don't have to change because you are fearfully and wonderfully made. Yah still loves you for who you are. And there's a letter that I'll be reading later on that Mr. Cortez wrote. But he said that he changed his mind on sexuality and on homosexuality. He said, quote, that he would no longer believe nor teach in the traditional teachings regarding homosexuality. And it has to stop. Okay? Alrighty. I want to touch another base. And I don't know. Maybe this is just me this afternoon. If you go to the book of Bereshit, the book of Genesis, chapter number 19. Bereshit, chapter 19. We know the story, right? We know the story of Sodom and Gomorrah. Two things that are spoken in today's society come from Sodom and Gomorrah. Well, when you look at Gomorrah, there's a disease that goes around, which is known as gonorrhea. Gonorrhea. And then when you look at Sodom, you have sodomy. It comes from that. And what is sodomy? Sodomy is literally the sin of Sodom. And we're going to read what sodomy is in Genesis chapter 19. May the Lord have a blessing upon the reader and do of his word. We're going to go over this a little bit, and then we're going to open up the lines today, so people can speak out. Okay. It says, and there came two angels to Sodom at eve, and Lot sat in the gate of Sodom. And Lot, seeing them, rose up to meet them, and he bowed down with his face toward the ground. And he said, behold now, my lords, turn in, I pray you, into your servant's house, and tarry all night, and wash your feet, and you shall rise up early on your ways. And they said, nay, but we will abide in the street all night. And he pressed upon them greatly, and they turned in unto him and entered into his house. And he made them a feast, and did bake unleavened bread, and they did eat. But before they lay down, the men of the city, even the men of Sodom, compassed the house around, both old and young, all the people from all the quarter. And they said unto Lot, and said unto them, where are the men which came in to thee this night? Bring them out unto us, that we may know them. The Hebrew word for know is yada, which means they wanted to be intimate with them. They wanted to have relations with the two angels that were in that house. Verse 6, and Lot went out at the door unto them and shut the door after him and said, I pray you, brethren, do not so wickedly. Behold, now I have two daughters which have not known man. Let me, I pray you, bring them out unto you and do ye to them as is good in your eyes. Only unto these men do nothing. For therefore came they under the shadow of my roof. And they said, stand back. And we talked about the angels was telling Lot to stand back. And they said again, this one fellow came in to sojourn, and he will needs be a judge. Now will we deal worse with thee than with them? And they pressed sore upon the man, even Lot, and came near to break the door. But the men put forth their hand and pulled Lot into the house to them and shut to the door. And they smote the men that were at the door of the house with blindness, so great and so small, that they wearied themselves to find the door. Okay? We all know the story right here, right? Of Sodom and Gomorrah, and how Yah destroyed the two cities because the wicked that was done. They did a lot of lying, pagan worship, and things of that nature. And people always put the major focus on the homosexuality before Sodom and Gomorrah. And they did that too, even in this instance, in this particular chapter. We see that they were trying to have relations with the two angels that Yah has set to destroy those two cities. So you have to be very careful in this season who it is that you're following, because you might have somebody who you feel that's anointed by Yah, but they might not have the true anointing. They might have a false anointing. They might be practicing homosexual ways. I've seen lots of leaders in leadership. They can put on that robe and they can preach, but then when they take it off, as far as the men, they're putting on skirts. Okay? Beware of the DL. What is that? You have brothers and some sisters who are on the DL, on the down low. I did a study about homosexuality and how the HIV virus is spread out to other people. The majority of the people who have the HIV are individuals that come out of prison. And they was considered to be heterosexual, but they wasn't. And this is happening in the congregation. There was a man in Atlanta, Georgia, who spread it to HIV to the congregation. In Atlanta, Georgia. He was sentenced to 10 years in prison. Now listen, and let's see how this can strike close to home. He denied everything about the sex outside his marriage. He even denied his positive HIV status. He was convicted of two counts of reckless HIV. That is felony. One of the women who was there in court, she stated when she had sex with Davis that she's the one who's serving a life sentence, and he only gets 10 years. The person, Craig Davis, he considered the unrepentant. He had confessed that his actions was wrong. He shouldn't have done what he did. You have to be very careful, people. This man knowingly gave this away to individuals. Another pastor does the same thing. He went around the Full Gospel Baptist Church. And the HIV, we know this stems from, you know, homosexuality. People who are meeting other people on social networks, here's a warning for you. One of the victims, keep her name confidential, she told the police officials that she met the pastor on Facebook and began communicating with him, and their online relationship developed into sexual activity at the pastor's home. He even lied to the woman and said, you know what? My ex-girlfriend gave me HIV, but it won't kill you, and I'll give you some drugs to avoid the infection. and she kept asking him to be tested for HIV, and he refused. And that gave her the red flag to call the police. Cannot stop speaking out against homosexuality. Notice what I said, homosexuality. There are people developing what we call the art of justifying sin. They are justifying it and saying that it's okay. When the word, time and time again, if you go to 1 Corinthians chapter 6, because we have to bring the word of Yah into the picture. First Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9 and 10. Ye know ye not that the unrighteous shall inherit? Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of Yah? Be not deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetousness, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners, kingdom of Yah. What is effeminacy? Effeminacy is a male who have female tendencies, behaviors, gender roles. We're talking about the transgender, the transsexual. They always engage in homosexual relations. That was very common when you talked about the Gentiles, the Greek male citizens. Over there in Greece and in Rome. It was very, very popular over there. It's about having homosexual tendencies. Example is the interest in cross-dressing. There was an article in Time Magazine about this new movement of the transgender movement and how more and more men are dressing as women. And how a lot of men are saying that these particular transgenders, they're dressing better than the women. You got to be careful out there. We're seeing more and more of youth being drawn into homosexuality. You can look at the way they dress, for example. You have them walking around with their pants hanging half off of their behind. It was because back in prison, the trend started in California. When you were somebody's property in a male prison, you was to put your pants halfway down to let them know that you were taken. So that word, effeminate, is connected to homosexual perversion, twisting the creation of the Father. Say, you know what? I'm not comfortable with me being a man, so I'm going to be as a woman. Or particular men who are saying, I don't want to sleep with women. I'm going to sleep with other men. That's a spirit that's going on there. There's definitely a Python spirit that's connected to them. Particular thing are always, how can I say it? People are always debating Can homosexuality, can we allow them to come into church, and can we let them be on the praise and worship team, and you know, can we allow this to happen? Answer is no. You can't do that. Homosexuality has become more acceptable here in the United States more than ever before. It's a very heated debate and discussion. Some people just call it a sin. Some people call it abnormal. Others feel there's nothing wrong with it. You have homosexual preachers and ministers in the pulpits who is advocating the same-sex marriage, and it's okay. It's a biological and a psychological thing that they're doing here. And guess what? If we preach this, if we preach that, you know what, homosexuality is an abomination to the Lord, guess what? Then you become, that becomes a hate crime. The new hate crime that's happening today in America is called truth. Did you catch that? When you speak the truth, it becomes a new hate crime. They have these things such as you being anti-gay, or you're a basher, a gay basher, or you're in the religious right, as they say, or you're so, quote, homophobic. And I could say that name calling won't get us nowhere. I agree with that. When you break down homophobic, you get it from the Greek word homo, which is saying, and phobos, which means fear, the fear of being around the same sex, or the fear of being around someone who enjoys the same sex. We can believe that homosexuality is not part of Yah's creative plan. And here's why. When you go back to Bereshit, when you go back to Genesis chapter number 1, here it is. When he created man, he created us, in verse 28, to be fruitful and to multiply, replenish the earth and subdue it. Subdue it means to seize control. Be fruitful and multiply. So how can you multiply in a same-sex relationship? If you have two men, both of you have seeds, where's the egg at? When you have two women, okay, two women with eggs, okay, who's going to proceed? So they're tampering with the reproductive process, the multiplication process of Yah. And the perversion that comes in with sodomy. Sodomy is when we are adults, right? Okay, hallelujah. Look, sodomy is when people are having what we call anal sex, okay? And I feel that that particular the rectum, it was not created and designed for any type of sexual activity to be happening at. Okay? Attention, all women. Man wants to engage sodomy. Watch out. Okay? He might have some type of tendencies. I'm just keeping it real, just letting you know. And you hear that a lot, particularly with men who have been in prison. There was one woman in particular, and I got this from one of my dear sisters in Dallas, Texas. And here it is. She tells me, and she lets me know that one of her friends was married to a man who wanted to engage in anal sex, and she refused him. And he said, if I don't get it, if I cannot have sodomy with you, I want a divorce. That woman died years later because of rectum cancer. Now, if we read the word, we see that the word of Yah condemns homosexuality. It stands truth to reason that the Creator knows best, and we should align our mindset with His. So why does the Bible condemn homosexuality as something to be avoided as wrong and sinful? Look how people have twisted the word of Yah. For instance, they always talk about this right here. I got to take y'all to this scripture. In the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 18, they use this particular scripture a lot. 1 Samuel chapter 18. And this is how homosexuals, they take this scripture right here and misconstrue it and twist it and pervert it so it could justify their homosexual views. And it came to pass when he had made an end of speaking unto Saul that the soul of Ya'ukanan, Jonathan, was knit with the soul of David. And Jonathan loved him as his own soul. And Saul took him that day and would let him go no more home to his father's house. Then Jonathan and David made a covenant because he loved his own soul. And Jonathan stripped him of the robe that was upon him and gave it to David and his garments, even to his sword, to his bow, and to his girdle. Let's stop here. Okay, people, do you read anything in the word of Yah that lets us know right here in this scripture that Jonathan and David had sexual relations? Yeah, you would if you had a perverted mind. Here it is. Jonathan loved David to the point that they were brothers. They were covenant brothers. Read verse 3. They made a covenant, and we didn't see marriage. We don't see that he said that Jonathan came in unto David. That would be a bold-faced lie from the pit of hell. That's not what that means right there. We can cut that out. He loved him as his own. The Messiah tells us that, right? Hey, he says, you know, love your brothers as you would love thyself. So does that mean that you have homosexual tendencies with that individual? Absolutely not. Jonathan and David were inseparable. They were brothers. Jonathan would die for David, which he did. David would have died for Jonathan. They loved each other. He took off his royal garments and gave it to David. Come on, y'all. We have to understand. After Saul and Jonathan, they died in battle. The kingdom was turned over to King David. This was what we call a positive soul tie. And we are to love one another as our very own. We don't see that practiced in the congregation today. But homosexual preachers will bring this up and say, you know what, we can intertwine with one another. Man and man, female and female. Here it is right here, 1 Samuel chapter 18. You tell them that the devil is a liar. If you go to 2 Samuel chapter 1, once again, they use this too. I think it's 2 Samuel chapter 1, Verse 26, this is another one that they will use to say that homosexuality is okay. And if that was the case, then why would Yah destroy Sodom and Gomorrah? I mean, that's a question that I keep asking. Well, 2 Samuel chapter 1, verse 26, it says, and this is David. David said, I am distressed for thee, my brother, Jonathan. He was sad to hear that Jonathan was slain. Very pleasant has thy be unto me. Thy love to me was wonderful, passing the love of women. Jonathan loved David more than he loved women. That doesn't mean that he was a homosexual. They had what we call that ahava love. It was the unhypocritical, the uncompromising love that Yah shows us. Same thing in this situation. It really hurted David to hear that Jonathan had died in war, in battle. He said his love is ahava. To him was wonderful, passing the love of women. Not saying, okay, well, I love this my partner so much, it's going to pass the love of women, so I don't want any women anymore. Now I desire him, my man. And that's okay because David did it with Jonathan. That's wrong. Another scripture that we're going to go ahead and open up the lines because I would love to hear from you on this Shabbat. And that is in the book of Yeshayahu, the book of Isaiah. Chapter number one, first chapter. Let's read what he says in verses 10. Through 17, he says, hear the word of the Elohim, ye rulers of Sodom. Give ear unto the Torah of thy Yah, you people of Gomorrah. So he's talking to Sodom and Gomorrah. Now, wait a minute. I thought it was destroyed. But Yeshayahu, Isaiah, he's speaking prophetically. Probably, especially to this nation. To what purpose is the multitude of your sacrifices unto me, says the Elohim. I am full of the burnt offerings of the rams and the fat of fed beasts, and I delight not in the blood of bullocks or of lambs or of the he-goats. Come to appear before me, who have required this at your hand to tread my courts. Bring no more vain oblations. Incense is an abomination unto me, the new moons and the Shabbats. The calling of assemblies, I cannot away with. It is iniquity, even the psalm meeting. Your new moons and your feast, your appointed feast, my soul hates. They are trouble unto me. I am weary to bear them. He is telling the people that their holidays that they have created, the Father hates it. That includes Christmas, Easter, St. Patrick's Day, Halloween, okay? That's what he's talking about. When ye spread forth your hands, I will hide my eyes from you. Yea, when you make many prayers, I will not hear. Your hands are full of blood. Wash you, make you clean. Put away the evil of your doings from before my eyes. Cease to do evil. Learn to do well. Seek judgment. Relieve the oppressed. Judge the fatherless. Plead for the widow. Come now and make us reason together, says the Lord. Okay, so here it is. He goes off. It's going to be another Sodom and Gomorrah experience. The Messiah, he already stated that. He said there's going to be another Sodom and Gomorrah experience. He said in the first three books of the Renewed Covenant, he said in Matthew chapter 11, verse 24, that it will be more tolerable for the land of Sodom in the day of judgment than for thee? He said it in Mark chapter 6, verse 11, and whosoever shall not receive you nor hear you when you depart, shake the dust off your feet for a testimony against them. Verily I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city also. He talks about it in Luke chapter 10, verse 12, the same thing. Okay. All righty. So let's ask the question, and I will go ahead and open up the lines this afternoon and on the West Coast this morning. Look, should we go ahead and just say, you know what? If you don't want to change from your homosexual ways, it's okay. Let's change rules. Let's change the word of Yah. And some of them have. A lot of the homosexual churches have what they call the Queen James Version of the Bible. You got to be kidding me. Look that up. You can buy it through Amazon. It is the gay Bible. It's created to prevent the homophobic misinterpretation. You got to be kidding me. And it has a picture of a cross with the rainbows, with the rainbow colors. So they sang in the honor of King James the First, because they were saying that he was a homosexual. And they always sugarcoat with the bisexual type of word. They always say, they're bisexual. Just punch up www.queenjamesbible.com. I mean, they are really promoting it. And they say that the Bible is for the bisexual. This Bible, the Queen James Version. And so they wrote in his honor. What happened to the honor of Yah? Okay. It's the perfect Bible, they say it, for same-sex marriages and studying and sermons. Or you could put in display in your home. It says you can choose your sexuality, but you could choose Jesus. Now, you could choose whatever Bible that you would like to study. It's on sale for $24.95 for those fools who want to buy that. Okay. So they were trying to say, you know what? The Bible is the word of Yah, translated by man. So now the Queen James Version, what it does is that now they are able to translate it for homosexual lovers. So they're saying that the King James Version of 1611 is outdated. So you're telling me that the word of Yah is simply outdated. There were other versions before the King James Version. So they have edited this Bible to prevent homophobic interpretations. And they have showed how they have, if you punch this up, if you punch up Queen James Version or King James Bible, you can see how they made the changes how they took out scriptures and how they put in their interpretation. So, let me go ahead and read an example as to how they changed it in the Queen James Version. The King James Version of Genesis chapter 19, verse 5, it says, "And they called unto Lot and said unto him, Where are the men which came in to thee this night? Bring them out unto us that we may have intimate relations with them, or that we may know them." In the Queen James Version, Genesis chapter 19, verse 5, this is what they did. This is their version. Okay, are y'all ready for this? This is what they said. "And they called unto Lot and said unto him, Where are the men which came into thee this night? Bring them out that we may rape them and humiliate them." Okay, so do y'all see the mistake there? Now listen to how they made the changes in Leviticus chapter 18, verse 22. We read it earlier, right? "Thou shalt not lie with mankind as with womankind. It is an abomination." That's the King James Version. It's clear cut dry. Clear cut. But in the Queen James Version, we read that as, "Thou shalt not lie with mankind as with womankind in the temple of Molech. It is an abomination." Okay, did y'all see that? You can see the change between the King James and the Queen James. Leviticus chapter 20. Verse 13, once again, it says, "If a man also lies with mankind as he lies with a woman, both of them have committed an abomination. They shall surely be put to death. Their blood shall be upon them." Once again, the Torah is saying that if a man lays down with man, like he lies down like as a woman, both of them have committed an abomination, flat out. It's a hateful thing. It's something that the Father cannot stand. You can't dwell in the presence of Yah with that type of mindset. But when you go to the Queen James Version, it says, "If a man also lie with mankind in the temple of Molech, as he lie with a woman, both of them have committed an abomination." What is this temple of Molech? Why do they keep plugging this in? Has nothing to, I mean, I don't even know what is the Molech. And they try to, you know, make it seem like it's okay. They were trying to say that abomination in the Hebrew text means scandalous or something that is ritually unclean. Okay. Marriage is a holy ritual. These were instructions for the priest only, which is known as the Torah, Kohanim, which it is correct, but it was to be practiced by all of mankind. That's what it stated. I mean, hey, when you look at, okay, let's talk about priests. Okay, let's keep it real. The Roman Catholic Church, they got priests who get down with little boys. They practice that abomination, huh? Same thing that goes on in these churches today. But they're trying to rectify. You can have homosexual acts. And this is in the Queen James Version. verse 26 to 27. They tore that up too. So I don't want to get too much on, you know, on that. But they're starting to read from the Queen James Version. We cannot allow ourselves, and I'm not telling you on today, just go around and start bashing homosexuals. That's not what I'm saying, people. But what's right is right, and what's wrong is wrong. You call a spade a spade. It is what it is. Homosexual behavior is condemned by Yah. This type of behavior is against the nature of Yah. Later on, after I open up the lines, we're going to talk about the common objections that they try to bring up. So they can show you how to wiggle out of their situations. And I took notes based off of a conversation that I had with a woman who is older than me, you know, out in Cleveland, Ohio. And she was justifying that homosexuality was okay. She said, I got the blood of Jesus on my life. Okay, really? Have that, and you're homosexual. It's wrong. Flat out. That's it. That's all. We read the word. There's no misinterpretation about it. We read in the word. That's it. Those of you who have called in today, you can press 1 on your telephone keypad. You can press 1 right now on your telephone keypad. I would love to hear from you today. Let's talk about this, because it needs to be discussed. Back to the pastor, Cortez, out in California. They did what they called a gay affirmation. So they affirmed those who were gay, those who practiced homosexuality, to come into the church. So they affirm homosexuals to come into their churches, not to become better and to, as a matter of fact, to be healed from it, but to entertain it and for them to practice it more. So the pastor was saying and told the people, look, this is my new position as far as sexuality is concerned. He shared to them that the body of Christ is segregated every Sunday between gay affirming and non-gay affirming, and that there should be love and unity between people who practice homosexuality and those who practice to be straight. I thought it was in the word for us to live in this world, but not to be of the world. Homosexuality is definitely of the world. Doesn't the Bible say to not be conformed into this world, to be transformed by the renewing of our minds? So many people was not pleased with his teachings, and so the church had to vote on whether or not they was going to terminate him or accept his proposition. They went into prayer, discernment, and study from March 9th through May 18th. They invited teachers who were gay and straight to speak on the debate. They became a three-way church. You are to remain the body of Christ, and you cannot judge, cast judgment on nobody. There's grace among homosexuals. So they're going to walk together and segregate the homosexuals. And what happens in Sodom and Gomorrah? Why was the Father going to destroy those two cities in the first place? What about the two people that was trying to get in there to have relations with those two angels? And why would they be blinded? Okay, anyone have anything to say about this topic? You can press 1 on your telephone keypad. We have a couple of people who have pressed 1. Let's start off with Charlotte, North Carolina. My dear brother, you're on the line. Good afternoon.
How you doing, Apostle?
I'm blessed. How about yourself, brother?
Just fine, just fine. I would just like to just give this little input. In the book of Daniel, it tells us that when the Antichrist comes up on the scene, or the son of perdition, he will have no desire for women. And this is just a prelude to what's happening in the church. We're heading to an apostate church where sexuality, homosexuality, is coming into the church to the point it will be acceptable to all people, to the point where mainline religions will accept everybody just because of what you taught months ago about the 501c3 and everything else. I mean, there's going to be a level of tolerance in the church, which is happening now, to the point that we're not having any restraint in the body, and we don't have a zero tolerance for anything anymore. Matter of fact, for sin anyway. And I looked at it, and all this is just paving the way for the son of perdition to show up. And a lot of people are not paying attention to the signs of what the word of Yah is saying, even as far as we're in the last days. And because if you look at it, it's the same cycle as it was before the earth was destroyed, before Noah went into the ark. First, it was right. Overpopulation. First, it was overpopulation. Our earth is getting overpopulated like mad because of the sexual perversion that's going on in the people. And then on top of that, the convenience of abortion. And as a matter of fact, the birth rate right now is outpacing the death rate on our planet. And if you look at the signs of between Sodom and Gomorrah and the flood of the first, the same symptoms that went on then is happening now, and people are, oh, we're going to accept this in the church, and we're going to accept that. That's a bold-faced lie from hell. And see, there has to be a must-needs people who are anointed to stand up against this mess and declare what Yah says about, because, you know, the thing is, where is the anointing going to come in if we start tolerating everything? I mean, you know, you might as well go ahead and eat soup with worms in it. I mean, used to be a time you ate soup without worms. Now we're tolerating worms, and we're tolerating this. We're tolerating everything that's coming into the church because, you know, we don't want to discriminate against anybody. And see, that's a part of the government. That's government infringement right there, in order for you to keep the money in the church so you won't offend anybody. And everybody wants to be PC instead of being anointed correctly. And that's the crazy thing. See, this is just a prelude for the son of perdition to come in and do his thing, because just like if you look in the book of Daniel, it says he will have no regard for women. That tells me right there that he's going to be a homosexual. And family values are going to be thrown out the door. And the family in the church is being under attack. And I will say this humorously. The last time I checked, a socket and a socket don't make electricity, and a plug doesn't make electricity. A socket and a plug make electricity. And if homosexuality is real, then that cancels out evolution. You can't have both. You can't have evolution and homosexuality. That's all I have to say.
That's powerful. that you... Okay. I love what Brother Kelly was saying, and sorry for the delay. When you look at Daniel chapter 11, verse number 37, it states this, neither shall he regard the Yah of his fathers, nor the desire of women, nor regard any God, for he shall magnify himself above all. So therefore, it's letting us know that the Antichrist, and this is what Daniel is talking about. The Antichrist is a homosexual themselves, whether it be man or woman. And they want it practiced, just like it did in Sodom and Gomorrah. And we, as the chosen remnant of Yah, we have to stop with this fighting of one another. We got to come under one accord, and we got to find out what it is. How can we build? The foundation is already set, so we don't have to tear up the foundation and rebuild it. No, it's already set by the apostles and the prophets, with the Mashiach being the chief cornerstone. So it's already established. Okay? So we must stand together in unity as one. And we have to go ahead and we have to use the word of Yah as our sword, our shield of faith. You got to put on the full armor. We are at war. This is a spiritual war that's taking place. Most of our children are being captured into this war. They've been recruited by the enemy. Tear your sons, pull their pants up. Okay, this is something that is happening over and over again. You got churches in Cincinnati, in Atlanta, in Alabama, in Mississippi, and more are starting to happen. They have what we call gay churches. That sounds like a double negative to me. It doesn't even make sense. And most of these very elect are entertaining this foolishness. And we'll bring Brother Kelly back on the line in just a moment. I'd love to hear more as to what he has to say concerning that that area. Okay, 972, we're going down to Dallas, Texas. You're on the air. Good afternoon. Dallas, Texas, area code 972. The first three digits of your telephone number is 757. You're on the line.
Good afternoon, Apostle.
Good afternoon.
Well, and I'm so enjoying and being blessed on the topic on today. You kind of hit a little bit on, but I have a question that's really been impressing in my spirit. And we know that we're in the last days. And we know that the Word of God is true. And even though President Obama has made the month of June as the month of lesbian, gay, homosexual, and transsexual pride month.
Right.
You know, on this past week that they passed a law in Houston, Texas, of same-sex bathroom privileges. We know that they're in the audience now of San Antonio, Texas, that anyone that works for the city of San Antonio, if they even speak against what the Word of God say concerning homosexuality, bisexual, or anything of their sexual preferences, they will no longer be able to hold a job, a city job there in San Antonio, Texas. So I'm seeing all of this that's coming forth, that's being put. And I know that the Word of God is right. But my question is, what is it that the saints, what is it that the body, what can we do? Because that was this one woman, that there was no rebuttal against her when she went and took all of these petitions to the Supreme Court and had prayer taken out of the church. I mean, out of the school. No one was there to rebuttal. No one was there to speak against. So do we sit quietly and let our voices not be heard, as to say that we're in agreement with it, but we only disagree when we're in private sectors? What do we do? I know the anointing of God. I know the word of God is right, and I know various things, and we are in the last days. But I know that I believe that there is strategy, because I cannot hold my peace. I will not hold my peace. But there's some, as you said, that they are even afraid of going to jail, losing their life, or whatever. But we're in a day and time now that we've got to have to stand and do what the word of God say. Because our boys and our girls and the men and women that are being pulled. I don't believe everybody that's in homosexuality is a preference that they want. I believe some of them are forced or abuse, maybe molestation. We also know that there is a spirit. So what do we do? What does the Fivefold Ministry do? What do we do as a body? What platform do we take that we can combine our forces together? And I know God will hear us, and I know that he will lead and guide us. So what do we do concerning the issues that's going on now? Laws are being made, and we protest against it. That is a form of violence or whatever, but what can we do? What, the leaders, the prophets, the apostles, the bishop, what can we do? That's a sincere question in my heart, in my spirit. Because they are running rapid, and they don't mind trying to push what they believe down the saints' throat, but we can't say anything on what they are doing. God bless you, and thank you so much for this opportunity.
Oh, my goodness. May the Lord bless you and keep you as well. Powerful. You know, very powerful thing that she stated, and even a even more powerful question. What do we do? What do we do? Yes, Obama did approve that this month, you know, is lesbian and homosexual month, and they can have the parades as much as they want. And I heard about what happened in San Antonio and in Houston. You're going to see more and more of these laws, and they're calling it hate crimes that's taking place. It's allowing, and this is what Apostle Kelly was stating, is that they're ushering in the Antichrist movement. I'm telling you, we all have Antichrists, little Antichrists already sprinkled around on this planet. A lot of these churches operate in the Antichrist anointing anyhow. But yes, President Obama has made official that the month of June is the Gay Pride Month. He supports homosexuality. He supports it. Okay, what do we do about that? I feel, first of all, the body of believers, we got to come together and we got to say, you know what, enough is enough. I believe that's one of the first things that we have to do. And how do we come together? Once more, I believe me and a couple of the people on this line and Brother Kevin Brown, he wrote me and said it best. We got to stop fighting each other. How are we going to fight the enemy fighting each other? So we have to come together as one. The fivefold ministry, everybody have to get into their lanes, into their positions, and how do you greet an individual? The same word that you were greeted when you was out there in the world. We got to greet people in love. The Messiah, when he walked the streets, the multitude followed him in love. He loved everyone. He loved on everyone. He wasn't going around rebuking sinners. Did he? If anybody he rebuked, he went off on the Pharisees and the Sadducees. So we gotta not just know scripture and look, the Bible says da 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 da. You gotta embrace them in love. I've had many encounters with people who were once practicing homosexuality. After a while, after the teachings, or after I've sat down and talked to them, they turned away from their homosexual ways. I ran into a young lady that I met a year ago in Savannah, Georgia, at a revival. She came in with homosexual tendencies. She was healed overnight, like the woman of Yah was saying. Maybe it was because she was abused as a young child. Maybe she was raped. So we got down to the court to find out why she was doing what she was doing. She said she didn't even know. Because it's a spirit that's attached to them. And you must be able to recognize what you have to do to cast that spirit out of that person. Love covers a multitude of sins. You have to love on that person. I hugged on that young lady all that weekend, and I had others to do the same. She was able, and I saw her, like I said, as of this week. She has changed. She no longer desires women. She was the male of her homosexual relations. But now she desires men. Isn't it something that the same thing that have hurt you to the core is the same thing that you try to be? And that's what happened in our case. We got to come together in unity. We need to be trained. We need to be trained up. We need to start praying. That's what we need to do. We need to start having shut-ins. We need to start having fastings. What happened to the fasting part? You have leadership who carry no power. Look, sit down. Let the ones who have the power of Yah, let them sit and let them go in their lanes. We need to speak out more against this, saying, look, it is not right. I don't care what you say. And the government is going to try to start throwing you in prison, try to take you off job. Okay, here's my question. Are you going to please man or are you going to please Yah? That's the question. Are you going to please the Heavenly Father? Or are you going to please man and sugarcoat it? Don't you know that the blood is on your hands? We have to take a stand. And note, not everybody is perfect. That's not what I'm saying. But what I am saying is this. Is that we have to stop this. We have to stop allowing people to say, it's okay. Jesus still loves you. Okay. He loves the sinner, but he hates the sin. You cannot enter into the kingdom of Yah in such a nature because you're going against the nature that he has created. Homosexuality, it makes that person a flat-out liar. Why? Because you're taking something that he has created. And you're going to create something, you know, that you want to create. And like I said, a lot of people are doing it because they don't know. And I feel also, and I like how she said that, I feel people have a sense of not knowing their identity. When a person loses an identity, what they do is they try to make one. They were, you know, that's fraudulent. Fraudulence is what they're doing. And they want to be accepted. And so I could be accepted in the gay community. very powerful question that she said. What can the church do? Only accept the ones who truly seek him. So if a person comes in with a homosexual tendency, oh, what are we going to do, turn them away? You know, if they truly wanted the Lord and they truly want to be delivered, then let's help them. If they do not want to be truly delivered, okay, you need to go back into the world. You need, I mean, take it in the case of what happened with that young man. And Paul wrote about it. He kept having relations with his mother-in-law. What did they expel them? They came out because you got to purge out the old leaven. Your old self. I mean, in order for you to show the fruits of the Spirit, you got to a change got to be shown. And there has to be changes made. Because the charismatic church, they're entertaining. Like Apostle Kelly was saying, look, it's the 501c3 that's keeping them. And that's why we can't accept it. True kingdom citizens can't take the 501c3 because they can control what you say. You're depending more on the government. That's 501c3 will have you to go straight to hell. It's a setup. If anybody else have a suggestion, or would like to add on to that, you can press 1 on your telephone keypad. This is very interesting. Okay, let's go to the next caller because I want to be able to allow people to come on. Okay, area code 504. This looks like this is in New Orleans. You're on the air. Good afternoon.
Hi. Interesting subject, but I just wanted to just go in there that if we are going to deal with this subject, we're definitely going to have to go back to focusing more on what the good news message was in the first place. I didn't want to just so much focus on homosexuality because we are seeing, you know, everything that's happening in the news and with the new government and how the churches have started to accept these things, but if you are a true believer and you have been exposed to the word, none of this stuff should actually be surprising to you. So I said that to say we need to just go back to what the actual good news message is, which is Jesus has already defeated death and sin. So we need to be teaching everyone why are we still dealing with this sin nature if these things have already been done. If we're calling ourselves believers and, oh, we're filled with the Holy Spirit and we're talking about all this anointing and all these gifts, then why are we still dealing with sin natures to begin with? That's like the first thing. Like, why are we still talking about the same thing and the same thing and the same thing when we're not even dealing with the first thing, the first very important thing? And so many people, you know, they want to talk about church roles and church attendance and, oh, we baptized this many people and, oh, we had this many people came up to the altar and we got people joining churches and they don't even know the good news message because we have preachers who want to give incomplete word. We have preachers who think that you can teach the word from giving a verse or two and we're jumping all over through the Bible when these people have not been exposed to full word. They don't understand messages from the difference when an apostle or someone could have been giving a message that, you know, differentiated between the Jews or the Gentiles. So people are totally mixed up. And then when we're talking about the acceptance of the homosexuality, that's just basically an acceptance of the sin. And how we get to that point is going back to what I said in the beginning. You got people who we've allowed to be bishops and speakers for us as the body, and those people are not even believers at all. So the reason we can't come together is because the group that keeps continues to say, oh, we're believers, we believe in Christ, that's not even true. So you got a problem right there when you have real believers trying to mix in with people who are claiming a belief that they really don't have. Because if they really had the belief, then we can go back to what I said in the beginning. Why are we still dealing with sin? If we're saying that Jesus came and he defeated this sin and the Bible is over and over and over and over talking about this sin issue, then why we keep talking about a sin issue when the thing is, the good news message is, that shouldn't even be an issue with us. So if we should already know, if there's sin among us as the believers, what power do we think we're going to have? We don't have no power because we're trying to mix in sin with the holiness, and that's just not going to work. So first of all, we have to have the group of people that's holy who's going to stand up and say, we holy and we're not looking down on y'all. It's not that. But you cannot enter within this group with that what you got going on over here because you're going to taint the group. Nobody doesn't
want
to say that because everybody thinks, well, that's being too mean. But it really ain't being mean because if we looked at where we've gotten thus far, then you know what I'm saying is true, and it's because we continue to allow people in leadership as well as the congregants to be full of sin. And, oh, and we got power and we got gifts. No, them ain't no gifts, and that's a lie. And so we've been operating in some stuff, but it wasn't no gift of the Holy Spirit because how you got the Holy Spirit and you still just full of sin? And you continue in the sin. And some people, you know, some people get to hide it, but some things are just plain envision to see. And so in saying what we should be doing, I think what we should be doing is, to me, I'm not even about to stand up there and fight those people on the laws that they're passing, because what I do understand is that God put whomever is in government. When we see bad government operating, we always know that's because the people have been disobedient, and those people have even been us, meaning the church, being disobedient, laying in bed, playing with people that we know of the world, but we talking about, well, we ain't going to say now. We could kind of play with them, and we can get the 5-0, whatever you were talking about. If you are going to partnership with the world, you already know you ain't going to win. And so we just got to go back to what we saw, you know, the men of old did. You know, when I read through Acts, I don't see them talking about they were in partnership with the government to get anything done. When they were talking about whatever they had going on, God was in the midst of those people, and he blessed those people with whatever they had, and they did not have to lie in bed with President Obama or whomever to get anything done. So I think that once we just decide that, first of all, we're going to be holy, once we do that part, then God's going to cover us and give the message and tell us what we're supposed to do, you know, supposed to do from that point on. But if we think we're going to play with them and, oh, we're going to partner with them and we're just going to let people come in because, you know, it's the church and it's the hospital and they're sick and we're just going to work it like that, it's never going to work and it's going to always be a failure. So that's the first thing. We're going to have to deal with our sin issue and not even worry about so much picking the sin of homosexuality, because we know there's a fornicating, you know, spirit in the church. We know there's a Jezebel spirit there. We know there's still a witchcraft spirit there. So we ain't going to pick sins. We just don't say why we still sinning, because once we get that part out the way, I think that's where the power is just going to, you know, show itself. So that's my, you know, that's my take on it.
Wow, that's powerful, the things that you have stated, because that is exactly what I've been speaking about. I've been speaking, you know, through the radio broadcast about the sexual spirits, the incubus, the succubus spirits, and you know, the Delilah spirit, you know, these sexual spirits, and you're so right about it. Yeah, yes, of course. You know, we have to talk about all sin. You know, look, this is sin, and that's why the Father said, look, this is what he considers to be sin, and sin means disobedience. That's all sin means. It means disobedience. So, you know, I've been doing that for the past, you know, few weeks, you know, and, you know, on the broadcast, me and, you know, many others that have been on this line speaking about, you know, the sexual sins of man, how they're bringing it up into the church and things of that nature. And, I mean, you're right. We need to get back to the message that the Mashiach taught the people. What was the message? You know, the message was love, you know, flat out. That's all he talked about, was giving, was loving ye one another, was loving the Lord thy Yah with all thy heart, thy mind, thy soul, thy spirit. You know, it's about getting back, and like she said once again, about true holiness. You cannot tap into true holiness babysitting sin. You cannot. It will not work. because he's not for sin. He's strictly against it. Like I stated, we are to hate what he hates. And you have people who are entertaining that. And like she says, the leadership, it's like, you know what? We got to worry more about our tithes and our offerings. So we need that. We need that constant flow. So don't preach about homosexuality. Don't preach about sin. Don't preach about shacking, because we need that money. We need that cash flow. And we need saints, true kingdom citizens to step up and fight for what's right. I'd rather die for what's right than to live for what is wrong. I mean, come on, we need martyrs. Like she said, people, you know, who are willing to say, you know what, that's wrong. You know it's wrong. And you can condemn me if you want to, but it's wrong. The word judges you. It's not us that's judging the people. It's the word. The word judges and it convicts the individual. That's what it is. It's the word. The word is the judge. So much for coming on the line to speak about that. Very, very powerful. Very powerful. Okay. We do have another caller from Savannah, Georgia. You're on the line. Good evening.
Good afternoon, Apostle. This is Prophet Teresa Walden.
Yes.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Thank the Lord that you are having this discussion on the homosexuals. I've encountered some in the workplace when I was working, and the thing that we have to do, we have to show love, and but we also have to show love, and when you're walking in the Holy Spirit, they know who you are. And when you show love, I've had them to the point where I had one that always came around me and just wanted to be in my presence. But it was the Spirit of the Lord that was drawing. And so one day the Lord just allowed me to witness to him. And I just began to talk to him about having a personal relationship with the Lord. And so as I was witnessing to him, he said, well, you know, I just never had it, you know, brought to me that way, because all he was ever taught about was church. He said, I go to church, and the minute I go to church, people start talking about, you know, homosexuals and this and that. I said, well, do you know the Lord? Do you have a personal relationship? I'm not talking about religion. I'm talking about relationship. So as I began to talk to him about that, and all I was doing when I was talking to him about that, I said, because once he get into relationship, then the Holy Spirit is going to begin to deal with him about his lifestyle. So then as he began to come around, I said, that's what the Lord said, with love and kindness have I drawn thee. But then again, at the same token, we got to remember, you know, when we see the desire, when they want change, that's different. But when they don't want change and they want to impose their views or their ways or whatever, no, I'm not with them. We have to get to a point where we have to take a stand. And I'm not, and not compromise. The woman of y'all asked earlier, she said, what do we do? And like you were saying, get back to prayer. Get back to fasting. Because in prayer, you know, we can really hear what the Lord is saying and fasting direction. Because that's what the church has to do. Don't compromise. So many congregations have allowed them to come in. And like you said, they'd be a part of in the choirs and praise team and all that doing is that's just affecting, and that spirit is just leaking out over the congregation. I mean, it's one thing if they're wanting deliverance, and you will know that, but it's another thing if you just want to come and be a part. No, we have to know, we have to get back to the basic, being knowing what is holy and what is unholy. Clean, there's a difference between clean and unclean. So that's just what it is. And, you know, I understand what the caller was saying earlier about sin, but today we're talking about homosexuals. So this is avenue that we're taking for today. And I'll just, based on my experience, I've had several others, but my approach has always been I've always embraced it with love. And I've had people to ask me, how do you do with that? I've worked with them, and they always come about. They said, you know, I really don't like it. I said, well, because I had a family member that asked me the same thing. So it's just something about them just irritating me. I said, well, you know what? I said, you hate what they do, but you don't hate the individual. I said, so what you have to do is you got to walk in love towards them. Because remember, we weren't always lovable at one time. So as I was giving the individual the advice on how to deal with that coworker, she said, well, you know, okay, I get it now. I said, now realize there is a line. I said, now you got to realize now, you got to discern that spirit. See where it's coming from. I said, because trust you me, they're watching you. They're seeing just how you going about, and they're seeing the minute they go to feel like they're comfortable with you and they feel like they can cross that line or say whatever. No. You got to raise the standard. Let them know, it's not there. There should be an aura. There should be something about you that they know that they cannot go there. And so when I was letting her know that, she was like, okay. I said, yes. Let them know, this is the way it is, but we're not going to go there. And this is where the church has to get back to. Stop being so afraid of worrying about upsetting. You know, I don't want to hurt their feelings. I don't want to hurt his or her feelings or whatever the case may be. There's still holiness is still right. And y'all's word, he said, I'm the same y'all today, yesterday, and forevermore. His word don't change. And so we just have to get back to what the word of y'all said. And that's what I want to.
Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you so much. That was very powerful as to what you said as well. You know, getting back into true holiness, like the like the woman of Yah was saying, in New Orleans, getting back into true holiness and true sanctification. And it's going to require for us to really get an ear, have our ear plugged up to the Lord. And how do you do it? Mm-hmm. You know, like, you know, we get it by fasting, by praying, by staying in his presence, staying in his word. How can you explain the word to someone if you have not mastered the word for yourself? You know, not just reading that word, but being doers of that word as well, of deceiving not your own selves. So you have people who are out there who, like you said, they want to be changed. They want to, and that's why we can't sit up here and say, you know what, we're going to bash them. They are people too, understandable. But we have to also let them know that, hey, look, this is how this ministry operates, okay?
We're not hating
on you, but we do the kingdom principles of the Messiah, you know, and we stick strictly by his book, okay?
So we
can't, like you said, we can't compromise. And that's what one of the biggest sins is today is compromising. That's one of our biggest enemies, because too many people are compromising. Too many people are saying, well, no, hey, if you don't change it, I'm not going to give you my tithes and my offerings. Keep them, because all money ain't good money anyway. And secondly, I have to do what the Lord thy Yah told me to do. I can't entertain what you want me to do. I have to do the commandments of the Father. And that's why so many, you have gay activists and all, they upset and they call people, they call the Bible thumpers, they call us Bible thumpers, they call us the religious right, they're attacking us, which is crazy, they're attacking us, but it's not crazy because, hey, the enemy, they work for the enemy. When you fight against the word, you know, the truth ain't in you. You know, you're fighting the word. You know what I mean? So I'm glad so much that that you came on the line, that you spoke, in regards to this, and may the Father just bless you. I spoke your cover earlier today. May the Lord bless the Bradfords as well. Yeah. I love them as well. So thank you so much, and I'll just continue to keep up the good work. We love you. Thank you so much.
Love you too. Shalom.
Amen. Okay, shalom. Hallelujah. All righty, people. I'm going to bring on Apostle William Kelly one final time, and then we're going to go ahead and be dismissed. I love each and every one of you in spirit and in truth. There's nothing that you can do about it except for you to do what? To love me back. Why? Because Yah is love. Those that worship Yah must worship him in spirit and in truth. He is love. That's the only way that you're going to be able to be an effective fisher of men. Okay? So you're going to bash particular people and hate on them. You can't bring them back to the Lord. And then you're going to, you know, now you have just encouraged them even the more. So love on people. Hey, hug them. Tell them. Let them know that Yah loves them. And you love them as well, okay, because they want to be accepted. Tell them that they will always forever be accepted in the kingdom of Yah if they want to do right, if they want to be right. Okay, we're going to continue this topic on Monday morning, 10 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 9 o'clock a.m. Central Standard Time, okay? If I am going to bring forth a word, it'd probably be somewhere around 6 or 7 in the morning, but I don't think I'm going to do that on Sunday or tomorrow. I have a lot to do. I have a lot on my plate on tomorrow, traveling. So please continue to pray for my strength in the Lord. Hallelujah. Apostle Kelly, William Kelly, my dear brother, my covenant brother out in North Carolina, any final comments that you have on today?
Yes, I would like to say, and please excuse the noise in the background, I'm kind of at work, but I will say this, the church has to arise to the occasion to this warfare. We can't just talk about true holiness until we get behind the veil with Yah. Because the thing is, every time, if you look at the Mashiach, he always, every time he went to pray, and when he came back out, he came back with power. We can show love, but then again, you're going to have to demonstrate that power from heaven, not what we've seen in church and on earth. Because just like the scripture says, on earth as it is in heaven, there are no homosexuals in heaven. There's no crackheads in heaven. There's no crime in heaven. So we've got to get a heavenly atmosphere to bring on this earth and change some things. Because we've been groomed to believe, and I've been overseas, and I've seen Christianity overseas, and I've seen Christianity in America. And the terrible thing in America is most, I'm not going to say all, but most Americans have the general consensus on the Word of Yah as a fairy book, I mean a fairy tale book or a history book, but they don't look at it as an eyewitness account. And that's where we're missing it. Just like Hosea says, he says, my people are destroyed because of lack of knowledge. We've read the book. We know how to live holy, but then again, do we know how to live powerful? And see, that's the thing. And one thing I do like, and I'd like to interject this, and I'm going to get off here, is that one thing I do notice, even with money, money weakens a church, especially if the pastor is power hungry for the money. Now, if you look at Smith Wigglesworth, the power of Yah kept him humble to the point that he never had an eye for money because it kept him humble. The moment we returned on the Yah, and Yah is trying to return us to that first state where Adam was, and all the things that he's trying to restore to us from the first Adam to the second Adam, then how much more should it be on us in these last days with evil so prevalent that we're not even demonstrating any power? We say we have power, but then again, nobody's chasing the anointing. Nobody's chasing Yah. Nobody's going after the true identity of Yah like we should. But yes, there is a remnant out there that is about to come forward. And just like I'm going to prophesy this, is this. If you ever look at a tsunami, right when a tsunami is getting ready to come in on shore, that wave starts rising. But if you notice, a mile and a half back, everything begins to become exposed on the shore. Everything has been hid for a long time. A long time is about to be exposed before the children of Yah are about to be exposed, because the simple fact is the earth is even groaning for the earnest expectations of Yah and the children of Yah. And that's all I have to say.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We thank him. We thank Apostle William Kelly so much for, speaking out, letting us know more as to what is the condition of the body. That's what we need to look at. We need to look at the condition. Like the woman of Yah in New Orleans, very vital points that she was hitting on, as well as Prophet Teresa. Look, we need to look at our condition. We need to make an assessment. We need to make an assessment with ourselves first as individuals, and then we need to make an assessment with the body, where we need to go, what direction. The leaders, true leaders of Yah, operating in power and the authority, need to come together and say, you know what? What can we do? What can we do to come through? We can't save everybody, but we should be able to cast our nets out, okay, and to try to bring in as many fish as possible, okay, and train them up in the way in which they should go. Train up the kingdom of Yah. You have people who are walking around who are not trained. They have the word of Yah in their hands, but don't know how to fight with it. Okay? And this is where the body is starting to lose the war. Okay? Let's get back in unity and love. Psalms 133 and 1. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brothers to dwell together in unity. If you're my brother, guess what? We should have the same DNA as our father. We should love what our father loves. We should hate what our father hates. Okay? It's straight, cut, and dry. That's it. That's all. And that's why we're talking about homosexuality. Next week, we're going to be talking about pornography in the church. That's happening. Okay? So all these things are happening, but nobody don't want to talk about it. We talked about all the different types of sin, lying and not keeping your vows and things of that nature that's happening in the church. False doctrine that's being spread is starting to kill the people. We got to wake up, and I believe that the Father has hit that alarm clock and has took away that snooze button. It's time for us to wake up. Stop hitting that snooze button. It's time for us to be real. Time for us to be uncut. We need to walk in absolute truth. I love you guys. Shabbat and Shalom. I pray that I see you on Monday morning, 10 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 9 o'clock a.m. Central Standard Time, part two of the uncut and the raw truth as we talk about homosexuality and the word of Yah. Shalom and Shalom, everyone. Love you all.